Welcome to the Engine Professional Podcast, where we talk everything engines, from machining to failure analysis. We've got something for you. Hi, I'm Chuck Lynch. I'm the Vice President of Technical Services here at AERA, and we've got a new co-host that's going to be joining us, Rob Monroe. Take it over, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Yeah, Rob Monroe here. You'll catch me on the tech line at AERA. Sometimes you'll see me at the trade shows, that kind of stuff. But yeah, welcome. I'm glad to join the group. And today you're going to get three of us, so you get a little more bang for your buck for this podcast, but glad to be here for sure. And we also, before we kick Steve to the curb, he's going to join us today and have him on for a little bit. But Steve's going to let you know he's got some other plans in the work.
My name is Steve Fox. I'm the vice president here of AERA. I was the co-host with Chuck Lynch, and there's some things happening here at AERA where I'm going to step away and just allow these two gentlemen to take over and make the podcast happen more often to where we can be on a monthly basis. And that's what these guys will do for you. You're in good hands. These are great people, very technical. And like Chuck, like our opening said, we are talking everything engines here. So that's what we're all about.
Well, Steve, you'll be missed. I got big shoes to fill, but like I say, maybe we can get you back on again when you're not so busy.
And, absolutely.
For sure.
Anytime.
So since this last podcast, guys, we've had a lot on the go when you think about it. There's, we were at Epic, we were at PRI, PRI this year in Indianapolis. I know what you guys thought, but I thought this show was just, it just went off without a hitch. I thought there was a whole different attitude. It was lively. People were in a great mood. They were spending money. You know, what did you think? Well, how'd you think PRI went this year?
Well, I think, starting with Epic, let's kind of jump back just a little bit. Epic has definitely proven that it's something that we will continue to do, right, Steve? It's, you have the idea, it was kind of to fill the show that used to be there prior, and it's picked up steam quickly. So we get great support, and I think comments from people that attended and the interest says that we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, EPIC is the Engine Professional Industry Conference, and that happens the day before PRI starts, which is on Wednesday. It's just a one-day conference, similar to any of our tech and skills conferences that you guys have attended, if anybody has. It's four technical presentations throughout the day. We give breakfast and lunch to all the attendees and exhibitors. There are tabletop exhibitors, so you can meet with those guys before the PRI show and maybe get some more one-on-one with them, to where once the show starts, you don't have time to get there and deal with that stuff. Yeah, because the show's busy. There's 30,000-40,000 people walking around. And at this deal, we had one of our highest this year, I think at like 150, I think is where we were at, attendees and exhibitor wise. So it gives you a little more of that one-on-one time with those exhibitors at the conference.
Yeah, and I heard so many good things. People came away from that conference with a lot of knowledge. We touched base on a few topics that I know haven't been done before. I know Chris Hammond was our first presenter, and he was doing some really cool stuff with some electronic methods on some of the old school mechanical stuff that we typically take for granted, like compression tests and leak down tests and that kind of stuff. And Chris came and showed us how we can not get our hands as dirty, not taking spark plugs out and banging our knuckles around. And he was doing everything with an electronic scope. So, I thought all the presentations are good. But, Chuck, what do you think of Chris's technology and what he's trying to do there?
Well, his title kind of said it all, finding mechanical problems with electronic means, using the vacuum transducer or pressure transducer and look for the symptoms with those methods, because typically what you're really looking to get to root cause, you have to diagnose the symptoms. And these methods work great for that. And I think it really, it shared with folks, because we take a lot of calls on the ancillary issues that affect the machine shop. So it's outside of the engine, but when the customer's dealing with an issue, he's like, okay, you know, I don't really understand this. The machine shop doesn't understand it. We're trying to bridge that gap by building some of these relationships, having Chris to do some articles, presentation like that. And definitely that way the underhood guy can communicate better with machine shop and vice versa, because it's a challenge as stuff's gotten very complicated. Engines, you know, I did an article on about how the oil pump is such a instrumental part to the complete system, you know, camshaft phasing, variable ratio rockers, things of that nature. It is not so straightforward anymore. So we've got to improve that communication, and things like Epic are the perfect opportunity to get all classes, because everybody goes to PRI, from chassis builders to engine builders to brake guys, whatever. So it's a chance to get all of those folks together and learning together. And hopefully that makes us all smarter as a industry.
Yeah. And the good news is we're going to have Chris again. He's going to do that similar presentation on a webinar that we have. So AERA does monthly webinars. So February 20th, that we're going to have Chris again doing that same presentation in a webinar form. So for those of you that weren't at Epic and didn't get a chance to see that, you will get to see Chris again on the 20th when we have our webinar. And if you don't get a chance to watch the webinar live, of course, this all goes out to our YouTube channel. So you'll be able to see Chris's presentation on our YouTube channel after we're done the webinar.
So, I think the one thing about Chris's presentation that was really nice was, you know, how many times have guys been in the shop and the guy says, hey, I got a miss or something like that, you know, and first thing they do is take the head off. Well, now you can't test anything. So what Chris's main focus was, like, do some testing before you start tearing things apart, because once it's apart, you can't do no testing.
Yeah, to use his words, you're in resolution mode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I just destroyed all of my evidence.
And especially with Chris's background being Marine, a lot of us know, I mean, you pretty much got to hang by your toenails in most of those Marine applications to even access the engine, let alone start, you know, playing around taking spark plugs out and trying to do a, you know, cranking compression test or leak down test. So I wish I would have had a tool like that when I had the shop, because I think I could have saved myself a lot of time and busted knuckles for sure with that kind of testing. So
Right.
Just real quick, before I forget, just want to thank all the presenters that were at Epic, you know, Mark Malberg, Chuck and Ryan from Rottler did one. Eric Grilliott from Motley did one, but just want to thank those guys for taking the time to do those presentations at the conference for us. Why, that was, that's what makes it great. Without those guys and the attendees and all the exhibitors, why, we really can't put it on. Just thank you to everybody that attended. Sorry to interrupt you, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that kind of carries us into the show. We had a lot different look at PRI this year. Different location, different look. How about some of that, Steve?
Yeah, we did. We kind of changed our booth size a little bit. We went to a 20 by 20, which when we thought about it, like, how are we going to fill this space? And then we got there, we're like, wow, that didn't take long to fill that space. But it worked out great. We were on the end cap. We got a lot of traffic to our booth, people walking by. We had the engine that we gave away front and center, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. I thought it was great. I thought, like Rob said earlier, the vibe was just, you could feel the buzz in the convention center.
No, exactly. And then even we had our VIP party on the Friday night. That's always a big hit. You get a good chance to network and, you know, share a beverage, share some food. And that room was just buzzing. I mean, it literally was just a buzzing. So a little alcohol can do that to sometimes. That'll get things buzzing. But it, I did enjoy that. I always enjoy that VIP party, only because you get a chance to just, you know, you're off the shop floor. You can still chat a little bit about business, but just let your hair down a little bit, and it's just casual conversation. So that went over well, too.
I think I've seen something change over the years. When we first, you know, the early on, people had dinner scheduled and they were disappearing, then the room cleaned out pretty fast. But that's not the case anymore. We have a lot of people that stay through to the end. It's become an expectation almost. It's a reunion, you know what? Because for so many of these guys, we only get to see that one time per year. And I think people just love that. They look so forward to that. You know, you take a look at how soon people are asking if they can get the reservation set for, you know, Karen, she's getting calls, you know, months ahead, wanting to know that they can get their registration for their RSVP for the VIP party. So I think it's a home run.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great place to network. You know, like you can network with the vendors, other machine shops, and just kind of talk shop if you want, or just kind of have some fun and grab some food and drinks. And we did, just popped into my mind, we did give out a Charles Yount Award there. I'd have to look back at my notes, but I'm just kind of paraphrasing here. But I think that award's only been given out like 22 times in the, 80-year history of the award, I think it is, or something like that. And it goes to somebody that has given their dedication to our industry and really made it better. And this year's recipient was Mr. Ed Keebler from Rottler, who was well-deserving of the award, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Yep. No, that went over really well. And I know it caught him totally by surprise.
Yeah.
A couple of us were standing kind of over by Ed, and we were chit-chatting with him, and we knew what was going on. We knew he was going to get awarded that, the Charles Yount Award. But when they called his name, I don't think he had any idea what was going to happen. He definitely was surprised, for sure.
Yeah, he was, for sure.
And two, we get a little help with that VIP party. You know, Goodson helped us this year. They were a co-sponsor, as well as with Production Engine Rebuilders. They were a co-sponsor. So that party, you know, it takes all hands to make it work. And we do appreciate what everybody's helped there. So that was good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And of course, Saturday was a big day because we got to draw for the engine, you know, and that engine this year, I don't know, for those of you that saw it, that engine was really sweet this year. I mean, color, the whole thing. I mean, it honestly, just the presence of that engine helped sell tickets all by itself. And that went over really well. So we had Brian Cahoon, and Brian was from Tennessee, and he won that engine, and he was very, very surprised. I don't think he had any idea he was going to win that. So,
yeah, he was pretty shocked. I called him, and of course, he's from Tennessee, which is no big deal, you know, no problem against that. It's just he was a little, they're laid back, you know, they're not like us, I'll call city folk, who are kind of excited about things. But he did come by, did a great job, got some pictures with him. Jeff Baldwin built the engine again, who done it a past and done an outstanding job. And I gotta give Jim Rickoff, our president, a little kudos here, because he picked the color for that engine, and that was just unbelievable. Like, it was top notch. The powder coat guys did a great job getting everything done, and Jeff did a great job building it and doing the machine work on it. And we set a record this year with ticket sales, which is always good, which benefits our EREF, which is our Engine Rebuilders Education Foundation, which provides grants and scholarships to individuals that are looking to further their education in the engine building industry.
Yeah, and again, it was well received. We had lots of help. I mean, it's a good thing we had lots of help in the booth, because ticket sales were just nonstop, and we needed that help, because if it was just the normal us that are in the booth, we would have never kept up with ticket sales. So hats off to everybody that gave us a hand selling tickets there. That worked out really, really well.
Yeah, and thanks to all the sponsors that donated parts for that, because without them, it doesn't happen. You know, I mean, we're talking I'd say this year was probably a $45,000, $50,000 engine we gave away. So definitely without them, we couldn't do it.
Steve, are we going to have, do you think we're going to have an engine for next year? Anything in the works going on there?
Oh, yeah. We've already started getting some parts gathered. We're going to do a 565, similar to the one we did a couple years ago, that had the Vortex supercharger on it. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Well,
so be on the lookout. Because that'll start to happen here, hopefully the second half of the year, where we can get ticket sales going and get some people interested in it, maybe break another record.
Yeah. So, I mean, all in all, PRI was just phenomenal. I can't wait till next year. I I know it's only January, but I'm actually excited for December again for next year, because I know you've already got a lot of epic planning going on and things going on there. So
it'll be here before you know it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yep.
But it's our reunion. I love PRI show. Can't say enough good things about us all getting together there. You know, and it's in Indianapolis in the wintertime. We're going to do business. Right? There's not too much other distraction going on. Nobody wants to go out in the cold.
So the good news is we've got, at least it's not we don't have to wait till December for our next, you know, tech and skills conferences or meetings or that kind of stuff, because we do have a few things on the go coming up here actually pretty quick. We've got a show in Dallas at the Liberty Engine Parts. That's our next tech and skills conference. And I know, Steve, you're just finalizing those plans. So that's coming together pretty quick.
Yeah, we got some, we got four presenters for that. It's really cheap to get in. So if you're in the area or want to come, I think they're charging $10 a head to come in, and you'll get to listen to four presenters that give technical presentations throughout the day and visit with. Those guys do a good job of getting the exhibitors there. So I'd say there'll probably be close to 30 tabletop exhibitors there that you can meet with and things like that. So yeah, look on our website, aera.org. Just search. It'll probably be right on the front where it'll be tech conferences where you can go and register for that or get some information on it. Or you can give us a call, and we will be doing a mailer out to all of our membership as well as the surrounding states of Texas.
Yeah, so that'll be here before you know it. And speaking of Dallas, I mean, Chuck, you were just there. What was happening? You were there about a week ago. What was going on in Dallas for you?
Yeah, so we went down to represent AERA at the HDAW, the Heavy Duty Auto Week. That's become a show where ADS, the Association of Diesel Specialists, takes the opportunity to do their training session, and then they have the Heavy Duty Show, which is a smaller exhibition conference. So we did have a booth at the show, had good traffic. We had a lot of engine parts folks, but you also have chassis. You think about, you know, the modern diesels and stuff with the DEF and so forth. So you'll see things there for like emissions, lighting, kind of all things that support the over-the-road effort in agricultural. Of course, yeah, we're there for the engine guys, but it's a good show. I've come to really like that show just because of it. It's another place where you do see quite a few of the engine hard parts people and the heavy-duty stuff. So it's always very educational for me, wanting to, you know, stay privy to the heavy-duty tech stuff.
Yeah, no, that would be a good show. And I know you had Andy with you. You know, Andy is one of our tech specialists on the tech line, and you'll start to meet Andy on some of these shows. Andy was at PRI, and again, he was with you at HDAW. So for those folks out there listening, Andy is, he's a smart cookie. He's been in the shop a long time, and he's got lots of stories to share and that kind of stuff. You know, you'll see him at some more of these tech and skills conferences and shows and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Very fitting being agriculture and industrial. So that's what he's done since he was a young man.
No, exactly. Yep. And speaking of other tech and skills conferences, Steve, I know you're also putting together stuff for April. You've got almost one a month here in the next little while, but what do you got going on in April for that
one? We do. It is very busy. Chode Engineering down in Bolivar. Is that it, Chuck?
Bolivar,
Tennessee. They're going to have one April 25th. We're just getting things together for that, working with Cass to get that all set up and get that rolling. And then we move into June at Goodson. Goodson's turning 80 this year, so that'll be good to get up there and see them in Winona, Minnesota, just right there at the border of Wisconsin and Minnesota. So be on the lookout of information on that as well, and that'll be June 20th. It's going to be at the Remlinger Car Museum, which is pretty cool. Everything that I hear about it, they got a nice museum there and kind of see some older cars, classic cars, stuff like that. So kind of excited. It'll be a lot of fun. Everything that's planned this year, I'm super excited about getting things rolling because we're ahead of schedule and we're ahead of schedule for next year. We've already got four guys signed up for next year. So super excited. These things are great. I feel like they're good ability to get you to a conference that doesn't take like a PRI where you're there for 4 days having to do all that. And you can meet these guys one-on-one at the exhibitors as well as just network with other machine shops. So super excited for the year.
Yeah, and when you go to their location, sometimes you get a good insight into if they're a manufacturer. You know, sometimes it's a warehouse, sometimes it's you know, Goodson. It's a little bit of both, right? But you know, you take a look at Total Seal. They had a very great tour into their operation. Some of the engine plants that we've been to, you know, they're opening their doors. They're showing you everything about them. Usually no trade secrets, you know, they let you go in and browse around and ask questions, and it's great. So Those are things you cannot do at PRI. And so it's a great, great opportunity.
I'll just add to that, Chuck, the P1 manufacturing one was outstanding. If you missed that one, you missed a fabulous one, because that was incredible to go in there and see their facility.
True.
And then, too, we're still, again, lots on the go. We're still trying to finalize dates. We're going to expand our territory just a little bit with these tech and skills. We're looking at a Canadian one this year, and we're looking at Edmonton, and we are looking at June. We're just, like I say, we're just a couple weeks away from just finalizing that date. And again, there's some, a lot of Canadian members in that area, and we're looking forward to getting up there and sharing our tech and skills venue with those folks. Yeah, that should be good. And that's going to be in June. Other stuff we got on the go, July, we'll be at the ASC Instructors Conference. You know, that's in July. So we really focus on our online training venue and that kind of stuff at that show, and get to meet with all the instructors and that kind of stuff. So
it's funny. It's funny we say our busy time of the year starts after Labor Day, but I'd say it started in January.
Exactly. First 6 months of the, we've got a lot on the go coming up. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that homeschool conference in Dayton, and we're trying to look for our next generation of folks going into the machine shops. You have to turn over every rock, right? Where every opportunity to keep this industry staffed and moving forward. And so
by the way, all this stuff that we're talking about is all extra on top of all the other hats that we wear here at AERA. So we do have our day-to-day jobs that we got to get done. Like I said, and that's just not us three. Everybody here is super busy and does a great job of keeping everything rolling in the right direction.
That's why I got all this gray hair. For a 29-year-old guy, I shouldn't have all this gray hair. But yeah, that's what happens. There's lots on the go. So, no, looking forward to it. It gives us a chance, especially when you're, on the tech line and you're sort of answering calls all day. It's those types of venues where we learn a lot, because then we get to one-on-one talk with you, see what you're working on in your shop. And you're basically, everybody in the shop is our eyes and ears as to what we need to do our job. So that's very important for us.
Very true. And that, we've all come from the industry. Everybody is a seasoned veteran of the industry. And as I share, every time I come back from a custom training thing, I go out to teach something, but I always learn something. I always come back with homework. It's in continuing education. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, exactly. And another thing we just put to rest, we've got our Q1 engine professional. Those folks should be getting that in their mailboxes here pretty quick. And again, it's loaded with all kinds of good articles. We get a lot of help from industry and shop owners and folks that give us a hand with articles for that. And I'll just mention too, for those of you that are listening to this podcast, if you ever want to receive Engine Professional, if you're not getting it now, just go out to our website. If you go to the Engine Professional tab, you'll see there, you can get Engine Professional. You can subscribe to it. You just need to put your name and address information. And Amanda does a great job of getting that out to you. And that, just let us know, and we'll get that mailed to you. Another way to get information out to you is it's a great magazine. So,
yeah, and if you're not familiar with that magazine, as we talked about in the opening here, it's all things related to engine building industry. There may be something on Article 1 using Excel spreadsheets, pivot tables, or something of that nature that can help you in your shop. Everything's a tool, right? The tools in your toolbox just might look a bit different, but you might as well, you can really consider that magazine as a tool as well, because we're going to talk, very specific engine parts, pieces, failure analysis, maybe some flow management, things going through the shop. So we try to make sure that we can have anyone from the counter to the guy in teardown, that they can have something that they can find useful in the magazine.
Yeah, exactly. And, we've said this before, our membership is made up of basically a lot of the 1-to-3-person shops. And like you said, Chuck, this is a really handy tool. I know when I had the shop, I would keep the magazine in the coffee room. And a lot of times we would keep you know, all archived issues there, because there'd be an article that we would refer to later on. Let's say we were trying to figure out a particular failure analysis or something like that. You know, we would, oh, off to the magazine. Of course, that was before we had them on the, we have them on the website now in archives, and you can read any of those archives on our website. But of course, we had them all stacked on our coffee table, and that's how we would read them. And it was great.
A little spoiled now on the website. I mean, you could just do a word search. Just go to the Engine Professional and go to archives and look at the magnifying glass, and you can type in honing, and wow. We've had all kinds of articles on that. So great tool. Super powerful tool.
Exactly.
Funny how technology has advanced from the days of just, you know, you'd always wait for that. Back in the day, we did a monthly mailing. You'd always wait for that monthly mailing. You know, now you get weekly tech blasts, you know, in your emails. So it's like, holy cow, things progressed.
Exactly. Yep. And then two, we got our online training book. You know, we just finished that up last year, and that program is up and running, and it's been going well for those of you too that maybe want to do a little further your training in the shop. And you've maybe got a new hire or something that you want to get their engine machinist and cylinder head machinist certification. We completely revamped our training manual, all colored pictures now in there. We totally redid all the questions, and it's really starting to take off for us. We're getting good feedback from it. We've got some international folks that are using our program. I know the Engine Rebuilders Association in the UK, they are on our program now, and they're using it as their training source. So, you know, I'd recommend to anybody, if you're looking for more training and you want to talk, you know, like I say, anybody in the shop that's looking to get some more experience, it's a great program, and it's cheap. It's not a moneymaker for us. You know, it's $175, gets you the book, it gets you all the training, it gets you a 1-year login, so you have 1 year to complete the program. So yeah, it's a first-class program now for sure.
Yeah, and it's a great reward method too in your shop as you want to bring folks along. So, hey, you achieve this, it pays more money, and a lot of folks are doing that. So, again, continuing education. We do not want to be stagnant. We want to continue to improve ourselves and improve our whole team that you're a part of.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, guys, I mean, that's only just what we got going in January. This is our January podcast. I'm glad to join the group. You know, I'm glad to be here, and I'll try to bring to it. Well, you know, like I say, I got big shoes to fill for what Steve was doing. And like he said, we're going to try and do this more on a monthly basis. And we are going to have some, we're going to throw a little technical in there. Chuck is our main guy technical, and we're looking forward to some actual visual type component. We'll call it, you know, weekly call opportunities or monthly call opportunities. So, again, looking forward to this podcast. It's going to be a great thing that we'll carry on with for sure.
Yeah, and just to elaborate, you know, you guys will do some interviews, which will be good. You know, we'll get some shop guys come in, or some industry, very knowledgeable people in our industry we'll have on that you guys can interview. And I do apologize that it has taken so long to get a podcast together. It's just with everything that has been going on here over the last 6 months, 8 months, whenever our last one was. Too long ago. We just were super busy and had a lot going on, but now we're at a point where, as we mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot going on, but we're going to make time to get this done because our industry needs this. The engine building industry needs this. And with these two gentlemen to get some more technical information out there, like we say, we're the source of information, and this is just another avenue for us to get that information to you. So looking forward to it, and you guys will do great.
Good advice.
Perfect. Well, until next time, guys, we'll see you in a month.
There you go.